Okay, first and foremost, thank you to Rav Shlomo Hershey for this opportunity to be able to share some Torah. Five Hasidic ideas bridging Parshas Korach and the Parshas Chukas on Avos Yisrael. Here we go. The Pasuk says in Parshas Korach, Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Yudbeis, Vayishlach Moshe, the Krov, the Dosim, and Avir, and Eliyav. And Moshe reaches out to Dosim of Rim, and Rashi quotes the Medrash that says, Mikan She'ein Machzikim Machlokas. From here we see that Moshe went out of his way be able to make sure they wouldn't have any machlokas. Says Rabbi Yitzchak Avorka, what does this mean? She'in machzikim machlokas? Machzikim comes from the word of chazaka. A chazaka means that it's this way and it's always going to be this way. When it comes to machlokas, says Rabbi Yitzchak Avorka, who is known for his avos Yisrael, who is known for his sensitivity and kindness and caring, Ayin Shem Rav Shlomo's Maisa, Ocean of Tears, She'in machzikim machlokas means when it comes to machlokas, we don't make a chazaka that's this way and it's always going to be this way. We have to make sure to always go above and beyond to make sure we always try to fix and try to amend all the machlokas that happen in our lives. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from the Tefer Shmuel, in Parshas Chukas, Tefer Shmuel of Alexander Yismach Yisrael's brother. In talking about the Tahara, the Paraduma, the Pasuk says in Perek Yutes, Pasuk Yud, V'chibes ha'oisev es efer ha'paras begadov. The one who gathers the ash of the Paraduma shall immerse his clothing. Says the Tefer Shmuel, or Shmuel Tzvi of Alexander Yutes Yud in Parshas Chukas, V'chibes, you want to know how to have Tahara? You want to know how to purify yourself? You want to know how to come into a mikvah, a spiritual mikvah? Ha'osef, gather together with other Jews. Gather, connect yourself to other people. Connect yourself to other Jews. Care for other people. Care for their physical, care for their spiritual essence. Care for them really, genuinely, sincerely. Then you'll be zochet to have the tremendous tahara of what it means to be a yid. V'chibes went tahara. Ha'osef, gather together. The third idea from the Baal Tanya. The Baal Tanya is quoted in Beis Thomas in the Hayom Yom, which the Rebbe, the Bavitcher, put together teachings from his father-in-law. Baal Tanya tells us the minhag, the Magen Avraham actually quoted as well, la halacha, that the Arizal tells us that before a Jew davens, a person has to take upon himself the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha, that you should love your friend like yourself. And ask the Alter Rebbe, why is it so important to take upon this mitzvah? Because when our father sees that we actually care about his children, and when it's not just caring about ourselves, but we care about other people, we care about Eretz Yisrael, we care about our Jews here and Jews there, we care about Klal Yisrael, whether we know them or we don't know them, our father says, hey, you care about other people in our family, I want to give you anything and everything in the entire world. Now it's a beautiful teaching of the Baal Tanya to be able to make sure before we daven to take upon himself or in the midst of Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. Finally, the fourth and fifth and final ideas. Number four. Now, before it comes to us from the Chos of Lublin, the Mavasar Tov, the Biala Rebbe quotes in the Chos of Lublin. The Chos of Lublin says that a lot of people they're running to go to Rebbe's for brachos and for advice to solve their problems. And it's very, very important to always go to Rebbe's and to get brachos from tzaddikim. But says the Chos of Lublin, he taught that the help and prayers, the tfilos of a good friend, can be just as powerful. Having good friends, being surrounded by dibuk chaverim, by people who are good friends and sincere and genuine friends, have the same impact as going to the Rebbe. A Rebbe gives a bracha, but going a tefillah for a friend or a kind favor has just the same amount of impact as a favor from a Rebbe. Finally, fifth and final idea. The Yid HaKodesh of Pshischa says, how do you know how your Torah is? How do we know what our report card is? The Yid HaKodesh, and also it says in Rav Chesgul Kushmir, the same idea. They say, you want to know how to tell your value in your Torah mitzvah? How are they measured? Look at your Avos Yisrael. If your Avos Yisrael is greater after leaving the Beis Midrash or after learning, then you know your Torah and mitzvahs are pure. If a person's Torah observance inspires him to higher levels of Avos Yisrael, it's a sure sign, says the Yid HaKodesh, that he is on the right path. We should be zochet to take these five messages to Avos Yisrael. The first idea, machzikim machlokas. Don't hold on to machlokas. Do whatever you can. Make sure the machlokas is not a chazaka. Sefer Yitzvah V'Yokvavorka. Tefer Shmuel says, you want to have tahara, the chibes. You want to have tahara, ha'oisiv, gather yourself to other Jews. The Baal Tanya says, before you daven, take upon the mitzvah of Avos Yisrael Kamocha. When our father sees that we care about his family, all the tefillos will be accepted. The fourth idea, the chosen says, the brachas of the Rebbe are so great, but also a favor or kind tefillah for a friend is just as powerful. And the fifth and final idea, the Yid HaKodesh says, you want to know how to know your report card for your learning? See if your learning leads to greater Avos Yisrael. If it leads to greater patience and greater kindness and sensitivity, then your Torah is great. We should be zochet to be able to take these five messages of Avos Yisrael, Bezat Hashem, Shkoyach.